Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg Podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
Lars Eller! Trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you yawn and grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And a very good Tuesday morning to you and yours. That's right. The last day of January 2023. It is DiPietro. It is Rothenberg. It is you on 98.7 ESPN. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Dave.
You sound chipper and excited.
I'm not going to lie to you. I feel fantastic.
Really? Why? I mean, not that I'm not thrilled to hear that, but why do you feel so good
this morning? You know why, or you should know why.
Is this Aaron Rodgers?
No, it's not Aaron Rodgers.
Is this hockey related?
Oh, it's hockey related, buddy.
Is this Islanders related?
This is, in fact, Islanders related.
Oh, right off the jump, huh?
Right off the jump.
So explain this, because I can't give much.
Let's do that hockey.
Analysis. This is a good trade for the Isles.
Yeah, I mean, you name the two things right now that the Isles struggle with, which is scoring goals and their power play. And that addresses both needs. You gave up a lot. Listen, you gave up a lot. I like Anthony Beauvillier. I think he's a good player. And, you know, the prospect you gave up is going to be a good player, but they're trying to win now. And it's a top 12 protected first-round pick, but you got a guy that, I mean, he solves a lot of your problems. Right now, the Islanders' leading goal scorer, goals, just strictly goals.
Let me guess.
Okay, tell me who it is.
More than halfway through the season, right?
We've played... Yeah, what, 52
yeah,
games?
So we're way more than halfway through the season.
Is it Huska?
No, it's not Huska.
You want a number or you want a guy?
I thought, whatever. If you give me
I'll give you a number. Richard Krzyzewski. Okay. No, I don't think it's Krzyzewski. I'm going to say 13 goals.
That's wrong. It's a little low. It's 19.
Which is really not much.
And it's Brock Nelson. And the most power play goals currently on the Islanders is J.G. Pageau with 5.
Which is nothing.
Which is not great. Bo Horvat, he comes in. He's got 31 goals and 11 of those on the power play.
So immediately, he is your best guy in the power play.
Immediately. And now we have to make a decision as to where we play him. He's a natural center. You'd like him to play with Barzal, I would imagine, because that's really what they've struggled to do is find someone that can play with Barzal. But, I mean, as far as strength up the middle, between Barzal, Nelson, Horvat, Zizekas, Pageau, I mean, they're good up the middle. Now we just – those two wins are big, I think. Those two wins going into the break, feel good about yourselves, but lose trying to win. They have to make the playoffs. They have to do whatever it takes.
So it would be an epic failure if they didn't get into the postseason.
Yes.
And – I mean, let's be
honest.
You
can't go back-to-back seasons in a new building and not make the playoffs.
It's a fair point. And last year, there were the kind of built-in excuses about they had to start on the road, and it made it so difficult, and they never recovered. But that's not the case this year, right?
No, it can't be the case this year. There's no excuses this year, outside of I don't think they did enough in the offseason, but
right.
Hopefully this move rectifies
that. In the offseason, they did nothing. But Lou is 80.
Lou is not a young man still.
So he's got to go win this thing.
Well, this could be his last year. I don't know. There's some speculation that this could be his last year. But, yeah, I mean, he's trying to win now. And the Islanders, every Islanders fan I know expected this to be a playoff team.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Step in the right direction, buddy.
I'm happy for you. So that's what we do on the show. My happiness is your happiness, and my sadness is your sadness.
Oh, I love it. I love that we share. I love it.
By the way, you mentioned Brock Nelson. How about Brock Santillo?
That's sad. Listen,
Brock, that's a tough man.
Yeah, that's a man's man right
that's
there.
That's like if he goes to prison, not that he will, RJ, of course, but if he were to go to prison, he's fine. Brock Santillo.
Yeah, you don't mess with that.
Come on. If you were scrolling through Netflix and you saw Brock Santillo and you watched the preview, you'd want to watch that movie.
Yeah, but it could be. Maybe it's not just a movie like that. I mean, maybe he's on. I mean, he's on Yellowstone.
Brock Santillo. Right?
Working with the Duttons.
Yeah, I don't know that show, so I can't give analysis.
Because you're not a real man. Because you're not a real man.
I think that's fair.
How you haven't fully invested yourself in Yellowstone is embarrassing.
I don't like the westerny kind of
stuff. It's not westerny.
It's on a farm. The 1800s.
Oh, it's not the 1800s, you idiot.
That kind of thing's not for me.
It's set in the present.
Oh, is that
great
right?
Show. It's a great show.
It's a present western.
And it's not a western. It's a great show.
It's on a farm, I think. But you're burying the lead. Brock Santillo is a name.
I do like Brock Santillo. I'm not going to lie.
RJ,
I like it a lot.
RJ, does it have any hope? You go home today and you see Ange and you pat her belly. You say, sweetheart, I got the name Brock.
No, I don't think Brock's going to gain traction.
Why?
RJ, do you talk to the belly yet?
I mean, we have, you know, light conversation.
Yeah.
Does it ever respond to you?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Has the baby started kicking yet?
No kicking. Not there
no
yet.
Kicking?
No kicking yet.
No, we're not even halfway.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't remember when the kicking starts.
Well,
like you pretended like you didn't have a child for a while.
Well, no, but that has nothing to do with knowing when things happen. I just don't have a recollection of at what point they start kicking.
Hold on. If you weren't fully invested when the baby was an infant.
I didn't really want Alex.
You already told us live on radio that you're not the infant stage is not for you.
It's not for me. Yeah.
Okay. Why would the in vitro phase be all what you're about?
Well, because I remember the excitement over Sherry being pregnant with Ben. I remember all that stuff. I just don't remember the timing.
It's not in vitro, is it? Isn't it? Is it in utero? What is it?
In utero. Yeah. In vitro is when they implant. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. In utero.
But you know what? I see what you did there, and I didn't correct you. You wanted to sound smart.
Right.
Right.
And, that's right.
And why stand in the way of that?
Because I'm a doula. And you know,
because that's terrific. By the way, 1-800-919-3776. Did you see the financials came out throughout the NFL yesterday? Did you see some of those numbers?
I did see some of those numbers.
The franchise tag is out. The salary cap is out. Did you see the franchise tag for quarterback and running back, which I think affects us the most here, right? In New York, those two positions?
No, not you think. It absolutely affects us the most.
Well, I was thinking about the Jets. The Jets don't have anybody they're going to put the franchise tag on, right?
Not a quarterback or a face of a franchise running back.
No, they certainly don't. So $32 million for the quarterback, $10 million for the running back. Does that – I mean, those are the numbers we kind of thought they would be. Now it's official. You know, the more I think about it, the more I think maybe there's a chance the Giants use the franchise tag on Daniel Jones.
Well, here's the thing, though. All that the problem with the franchise tag is all that money goes directly onto your salary cap.
Correct.
There's no maneuverability around that.
Right,
so if there's other things that you want to improve, yeah, right. You're locked in on that, and that would, I mean, that feels like Saquon Barkley is gone.
You would think so. Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, if you're okay with that, I just think the benefit to having, if you believe in Daniel Jones, I mean. Listen, if you don't believe in Daniel Jones, yeah, give him the franchise tag, add some talent around him,
right,
and see if he's worth giving a long-term deal
to. But
that's
not the worst thing in the world, right? Yeah, two legitimate receivers, you shore up the offensive line, you know, you make the defense better, and let's see what Daniel Jones is with a better team around him.
Yeah, but how does that affect your ability to add said receivers if that 32 goes directly on your salary cap?
Well, I think you get creative then, right? I mean, what happens with Leonard Williams? Like there are guys, Kenny Golladay obviously gone. Like there are guys that, I mean, maybe you don't bring back Saquon. I don't know what it does.
Well, I think it starts with the discussion between him, his agent, and the front office as to what they're looking for. And if they're acting crazy and they want, you know, an amount of money you don't feel comfortable with, you have there is the threat of the franchise tag.
Right. If you intend to keep him, and I can't envision a way the Giants do not have him as starting quarterback next year. Would you agree with that?
No, Joe Shane said said as much.
Right, definitively almost that he's going to be the quarterback next year. At least there's a fallback plan, right? There's an escape hatch here where if we try to negotiate with him and we just can't get it done, something favorable for the team, and good for him too, that there's a press button in case of emergency that we can always say, all right, you know, we'll pay the 32 and we'll figure it out the rest of the way so we can add pieces around you and see what you are.
Yeah, well, they have the leverage with the franchise tag. But as soon as that franchise tag goes to Daniel Jones, then you don't have any, I mean, there's no leverage with Saquon.
You lose flexibility.
Right. Your flexibility and the leverage with Saquon. I mean, if Saquon wants $14 million, it didn't feel at the press conference like that was going to be something that they were going to be willing to do. Like, Daniel Jones definitely back. Saquon's a good player, and this whole spiel kind of dancing around whether or not he'll be back. It feels like if they want to keep both, Daniel Jones would get the deal.
Yes.
That works for both sides, which will give them more cap flexibility. And then Saquon will either come to, you know, a team, I don't want to say team-friendly deal, but a deal that's reasonable for both sides, or they can just slap the tag on him.
But he even said it in his, like, postseason, you know, media availability. He's like, I know I've been hurt, and I know that I've had some strikes against me. Like, he understands. Now,
no, I know, but he's saying, like, initially, I think he always thought, because most guys are like this, especially someone as good as Saquon, that when it's his time to get paid, he'll be the one that resets the market because he's that good, especially with, you know, how popular he is here with the Giants fans in New York. I don't think that meant, yeah, I'm okay with the $12 million that you offered me. I don't need to be at 16, but I'd like to be somewhere around 14, 14 and a half.
I get it, but I guess the question is, how badly do you want to stay with the Giants, and how much, and you would know this better than me, how much money can he make just solely on being in New York?
Probably quite a bit, but I mean, again, that depends on how good his agent and his marketing team.
I got to think they're pretty good, no?
Yeah, well, I mean,
he's a pretty looking, easy guy to root for.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking kid.
And he's a recognizable name, you know? Right, dude, right,
I mean,
now.
How many, you see how many 26 jerseys are running around.
People love
them. Life? They love them.
People love them. Very defensive. Listen, I say it all the time, and you do as well. You don't take a running back second. You just don't do it. And the only reason that there's any pushback is how likable and how actually good he is. Like, he's really good. Really, really good.
Well, here's the thing, though. In saying that, though, if there's a running back that you love, I was thinking about this a lot. If there's a running back you love and you promise yourself you're not going to get emotionally attached to him, like, having a running back for a first-round running back 5 years, and then going back-to-back franchise tags
and
isn't terrible. Yeah, you 7 years. I mean, seven of his best years, then you're done with it.
Right. And
it's not awful.
But if you're on the verge of winning, like for the Cowboys to take his, where did Elliott go? Four. Right. So to take Elliott four and win right away, or be competitive to win right away, I guess you can make that argument. For the Giants, who were miles away and thinking that they were a really game-changing running back away, who had a terrific rookie year, by the way. They were nowhere near anything. Was just one of the dumbest moves any franchise could make. Set them back years.
Right. Right, but that was a move made out of, we'll call it desperation, whatever it was.
Yeah, I think desperation is right. I think that's fair.
Yeah, it wasn't in not because of Saquon the player, but because of the other options. When you have a pick that high and you have a bunch of teams that are trying to jump up to get a quarterback, there were other options that they had to trade out of there, accumulate more picks.
Trade out of there. If you didn't love anybody, or nobody jumped off the page to you, trading out of there was absolutely the thing to do. 100%.
Well, yeah, I mean, Quentin Nelson, like, there were plenty of things that you could have done. I'm just saying that if you were a team in the middle of the pack or at the end of the first round, there is a benefit to having the guy in control for 5 years and then the ability to franchise him twice. Right, because, I mean, second round, you only get 4 years. At least with the first round, you get that fifth year. If the guy's good, right, you use him 5 years, two
but
more, that's seven.
But the second pick, I mean.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not. No, I'm not defending the second pick at all. But I think part of the problem with these guys that go so high is now they have to justify why they took them so high, and they end up getting these monster second deals that they end up regretting.
Right, right. No, that's fair. Like Zeke, right? I mean, you always regret them. But the thing, my thing would be, can I just take a running back between rounds 3 through 5 almost every year, plug him in there, and be fine?
You could be fine, yeah. But I mean, there are certain running backs that just are,
yeah, of course,
are better,
but
different.
But look at the kid on Houston. He was terrific, right? I mean, look at Elijah Mitchell, terrific. And then if I'm in a position where I'm going,
Elijah Mitchell's
for it,
always hurt. That's not,
right?
I wouldn't use that as a great example.
Okay, fine. But now I'm in a position where I can go for it, and then, you know what? Then I make a trade for Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah, but you're trading. I mean, they had to trade a first-round pick for Christian McCaffrey.
Did they traded a one?
Yeah. What do you think they traded for Christian McCaffrey?
RJ, they traded a one for McCaffrey?
No, we didn't have a one.
Oh.
Well, he didn't trade a one for
Christian
McCaffrey.
Oh, look who's back. He went out at the 38.
It was the 42. Stop it.
I'm back.
You're not
score
coming.
One. Score one for Rothenberg.
No, it was your second, third, and fourth. Second, third, and fourth, and a fifth.
All right.
That's still a lot. I mean, you're still getting up a lot there, though.
You're
second,
giving, you're
third,
giving up a
fourth,
lot. Second,
and
third,
a fifth.
Okay. Would you trade the second, third, fourth, and fifth for the number two overall pick right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I wouldn't take a running back.
And there's the point as well. All right, 1-800-919-3776. So, I mean, NFL, we're one game left, and I think we're all rooting, right? We can go around the world. Everyone's rooting for Kansas City. Everybody's
except the Empire State Building.
What a disgusting building.
And all you and all the frauds yesterday, they were like, oh, why is everyone so upset?
Building. You know who had that take?
Who?
Your guy.
You're trying to pit us together.
I'm not trying to do anything. Your guy, Michael Kay, could not understand the outrage.
Let me ask you if it was different, because I don't.
If it was white and red for the Red Sox.
If it was the Red Sox colors, yeah.
I think he would be beside himself.
Or the Astros colors. Would he have a nervous breakdown?
Could you imagine if the Astros cheating scandal? And it was, why is the Empire State Building in those colors? Oh, it's for the Astros. MLB put in an application, and we granted it. Could you imagine what people would do?
They would have, Kay would be outraged.
Outraged. Outraged. So you're calling your guy Kay, what, a fraud?
I don't think he's a fraud.
You think he's tremendously wrong?
No, I don't think he's fully invested in a football team the way that you are or I am. Like, I don't think he has, he's not a diehard Giants fan or a diehard
But he
Jets
likes
fan.
The Giants, and he is a New Yorker. I'm surprised by that take. Very surprised.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The last thing you want to hear when you need your auto insurance most is,
thank you for calling. Please listen to your list of 46 possible service options.
Which is why when you choose USAA auto insurance, you'll get great service that is easy and reliable. 24/7 online service for claims, access to roadside assistance, and more. All at the touch of a button. Start getting the service you deserve. Get a quote today. USAA. Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I stand by Brock Santillo, by the way. I think it's an elite name.
That's why I didn't answer your question. I'm diving deep into the trade.
Into the Islanders trade?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it.
It seems like everyone's very excited about it.
Well, you have to be. I mean,
when is the NHL trade deadline, by the way?
NHL trade deadline. That's a great question.
Gotta be soon.
David, it's what is today? The 31st?
Yeah, last day of January.
Michael Kay's birthday's coming up, by the way, just mental note.
Forget it. March 3rd. I've already found it on my own.
Yeah, but that's not right. Michael Kay's birthday is coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing.
I understand. So you thought you took shots at Michael Kay, and then you had to go the other way quickly. So
I didn't take shots.
Well, you did. You thought his take was
shots
at poo-poo.
All. Well, I didn't think it was a great take.
Right.
Oh, good for you.
So what do you do for Kay's birthday? Well, honestly, Kay's going to be what, 60 something? Low 60s?
He's a young man.
I understand you're not disparaging Michael. We get that. My point is he's going to be in low 60s. What do you do? You do anything for his birthday?
Early 50s.
He's in early 50s. You do anything for his birthday?
I'm going to send him a beautiful text, probably call. Maybe take him out to dinner at some point.
I love buns.
First of all, you're very limited in what you could actually have for the dinner.
Why am I limited?
Because he eats like four things.
No, he has steak.
Limited
chicken
still.
Cutlet.
Okay. Secondly,
I don't like a crustacean.
Zero chance. You guys
take him right to his favorite steak place.
Zero chance. You guys ever see this dinner?
None. Never had a bean. Never had a soup.
Yeah, no beans, no soup, no eggs, no condiments.
Never had fish. Steak. Never had an egg.
What's up, baby? Take me out to dinner.
Hey,
man, I think a nice dinner would suffice.
Let's get to some of these Giants calls.
No, stop, would you please?
Your love for Kay is gross. I'm not jealous. No. Listen, I like Michael. He's a nice guy. The fact that he could savagely attack someone that you're so close to and you just stand by and love.
We had to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
We had to talk about it.
Uh-huh. Did you admonish him off the air?
Yeah. I told him that I had fully have Santiago's back.
And Santillo, if that ever happens.
Both.
That's right. Okay. Want to be sure. Can we get to some of the calls now or no?
As many as you want today.
I might want to get to 1,000 calls today.
Can you work the buttons correctly today?
Oh, I can't. You know what? Did you hear who had huge issues yesterday on his show?
No.
RJ, did you? Yeah, Kay did. Huge issues.
What were you doing? Sitting in the car all day yesterday?
No. I saw on Twitter. I didn't hear him having issues. I was in the car. By the way, you listen to every minute of that show every day. Every day. I'm in the car for a little bit, and I hear them discussing the Empire State Building, and he said this is ridiculous that everyone is so outraged, and Mike Vaccaro to write that article in the Post, and everyone having such animosity. And then on Twitter, I was getting a million tweets saying, Kay is having the same issue with the phones that you had.
That's how I know. Listen, that
doesn't
surprise me. I was busting your chops. It was a mess. You can't be trusted with three screens and one mouse and touching things.
Well, I'm going to be better today. What more can I do? Then just vow to be better today.
That's it.
All right, that's what I'll do.
Okay, but hold on. Before we take this call. Now, this poo-poo take. The Giants just lost to the Eagles. Everyone, first of all, hates Philly. Hates Philly. I hate the Phillies. I hate the Flyers.
By the way, did you hear Winthrop steal my question?
Which Winthrop?
How many Winthrops do you know?
To who? Whose question did he ask?
Mickey Stein. So we'll finish your point, and then I'll tell you about John, and then maybe you'll let me get to some calls.
No, but I don't understand why you can't understand why people, especially Giants fans, would be outraged. You actually made the playoffs. I get in years past, team has been terrible, it's fine, whatever. Team stinks, we're emotionally dead inside, who cares? Team's back. You made the playoffs. You won a playoff game, and then got your teeth kicked in by the Eagles.
Right, and then the landmark in your city is lighting up in their colors. I stand by it. It is repulsive. But so I'm listening to the show, and I hear him say, oh, I got a text from one of our pinhead suits, John Winthrop, right? I'm like, oh, I wonder what John's going to say. John says, how about his text to Kay? Here's my thought, Michael. What would happen if the Eagles beat the Giants in the NFC Championship game?
No, so he's a thought pirate now.
And I texted him. I said, you're a thief. I said, you stole my take. Oh, was that your take? I didn't hear that question asked on your show.
Oh, conveniently.
I said I asked it like 10 times. Were you not listening? Oh, I must not have been listening that closely in the morning.
Yeah, of course, because he was probably planning another trip to Disney.
Or planning for another child or something.
Well, no, I mean, you didn't have to plan for that. That just happened.
Right, just organically. All right.
Super delicious. All right, have some more.
Can we get to the calls, please?
Calls! How does he look at himself in the mirror with stuff like that out there?
I like John.
I love him, and I find
it to be a good-looking man, and I'll stand by that.
I think
that.
He's a handsome man. This is why women can't keep their hands off him. I actually have a cousin, my cousin Susan.
It's not women. It's one woman.
Well, but just in general, I see how they look at him, especially when he pulls up and he has the chocolate martini.
Stand up, John, when I'm talking to you. John, get rid of your pants. Wear diapers.
My cousin Susan has the same thing. She only goes to Disney on vacation. That's it.
That is really weird.
That's it.
That is really weird.
Look at me when I'm talking to you, John.
He's branching out, though, soon. He's going to be going on a Disney cruise.
It's a cruise.
I know.
A cruise.
I know. Glenn in Yonkers. Good morning, Glenn. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
No, good morning, guys.
What's going on, Glenn?
Just so you know this, like I have a little tumor in my brain, and one of my favorite things in the world is just throwing my headphones on and listening to you guys.
Well, firstly,
and they're going to take care of me on Friday.
Well, we wish you well,
good luck, Len.
And keep us updated, even if you don't call into the show.
No.
Call RJ and tell him. And secondly, thank you so much for listening to the show.
I mean, I love you guys. But, all right, so real quick, like, as far as the Giants go, like, why wouldn't they lock up Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley? Like, again, if you get Barkley for, what, 5 years, which is that $50 million.
You're not getting Barkley a five-year deal.
I mean, unless you're spreading out money and there's an out, you're not signing Barkley to a five-year deal.
Again, I think he would just be like a legendary Giant. And then Daniel Jones, like, what, $33 million a year? And you could do him for 4 years?
I like 33 as the number. I don't know if he settles for 33, though, with the cap, with the tag being almost 32 and a half.
Yeah, listen, if that's the direction you want to go in, thanks for the call, Glenn. I mean, you don't think there's a thought in their mind of, we love him, we got a lot out of him, we can get a lot out of a lot of quarterbacks, and let's give him one more year and see what he does when we kind of build the team more under what we want it to look like? You don't think there's a chance of that?
No, I think that's their leverage in the situation, is here's what we feel comfortable offering you, and if you don't want it, we're fine with tagging you. It just makes Joe Shane's job, you know, upgrading the team a little bit more difficult because that number goes right on your books.
Right. Listen, I'm not saying it's the ideal. I'm just saying, like, in a fail-safe, you know he's going to be your quarterback because you're going to, you know, give him that kind of a one-year deal. Go out there, have a good season, right? If you add a receiver and shore up the offensive line and he goes out and has a better season and statistically a better season, then you say, all right, this is our quarterback of the future.
Well, it's going to be more expensive. But that's, I mean, it's a risky deal.
All right.
More expensive.
Okay, but how much, like, you're going to pay him, what, 33 and it'll go up to, what, 38? 40?
No, probably, no, if he has the kind of season you're talking about, probably somewhere 40.
40. All right, listen, it's a gamble. I get it. And how about if you sign it to a four-year, $120 million deal, and he goes out there and he's not great?
And he stinks?
He takes a step back.
It's, I mean, this is why these GMs and coaches get paid millions and millions of dollars.
I think these are some of the better ones in the NFL, and I've said this for a while now, and I trust them. And whatever decision they make, I'm going to be behind it. 1-800-919-3776. There's some more swirling about Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. I heard something yesterday, maybe sooner than later, which, I'd like to be near you when I would love to be on air when it's like, okay, the Jets got Rodgers, and just see your reaction.
This episode is brought to you by Bai. It's Wonderwater. What makes Bai so great? It's simple. From raspberry lemon lime by Sydney Sweeney to Zambia Bing cherry and Palavo pineapple mango, Bai has antioxidants, electrolytes, and no artificial sweeteners. So for flavorful hydration, choose Bai. It's Wonderwater. Learn more about Bai and discover all of the exotic, bold flavors at drinkbai.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I'm a little bit sad this morning. You want to know
about
why?
The Niners?
No. More that the Eagles won than the Niners lost, but no, that's not the reason. This is the final week. The last week of 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza. This is it.
I'm just happy. That depresses me. I'm just happy RJ didn't have to go or didn't end up going to that game in Philly and have to sit there and endure that.
So really, our lack of efficiency benefited
saved
RJ.
Him. Yeah. Maybe saved his life.
Maybe so. Did you see that? I saw a video yesterday of them throwing eggs at the fans walking in with Niners
right.
jerseys.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? How is this okay?
Dude, I
told and they wear like it's like it's they're so proud
buses.
Of it.
They try to tip over team buses.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you don't have working, you know, plumbing in your hotel.
I used to happen when I was in Philly with the alarms. People used to call to wake us up during naps.
But how is this okay?
I think they embrace it, man. It's like
it's their calling card. They love it, right?
They take pride in it.
Oh, you walk into our stadium, we're going to pelt you with eggs. That's awful. Being serious, like that's, and I'm all for rooting for my own team and all that, and I think that's great. That is awful.
And their reasoning is, you should know better than to wear that in here. You're putting yourself in trouble. Well, it's your fault.
If you say to a Philadelphia fan, no one likes you, They smile.
They love that.
That's
right?
A badge of honor.
Good. Good. I'm glad it's you went away. Everybody hates your city.
That is their refrain ever since the Kelce thing in the Super Bowl parade. No one likes us. We don't care. They chant that now. It's crazy.
One of Cassie's best friends is married to an Eagles fan. He's from Philly. Loves the Eagles. Like fantasy football drafts. Loves the Eagles. Ugh. And she asked him. They were on the phone. They were FaceTime the other day. And she said, "Please tell me that Anthony doesn't like Nick Sirianni." And she's like, "Not only does he like Nick Sirianni, he loves Nick Sirianni. They love him.
We know he's a weasel, and we know he's unlikable, but he's our weasel, and he's our unlikable guy. So they love him. They root for him.
Love him.
Yeah. So I was in the I did shopping yesterday, by the way.
Look at you.
That's right. Getting yogurts. Got some pita.
Got some pita.
Yeah.
What do you put on the pita? A little hummus?
No, typically I'll make like a turkey sandwich on low-cal pita with a little red wine vinegar. I wanted to rub old mayonnaise on myself. Is kind
any,
of a,
any oregano, a little salt, pepper, oregano?
Not salt, maybe some pepper and oregano, yeah, maybe a little spice.
Like, I mean, you're getting it almost like Mike's Way without the oil and the
Well, but mayo. It's a much lower calorie version of Mike's Way, right? Mike's puts it on a huge hero. I'm using like 75 calorie slice of pita.
It's nice. I'm so happy that you've now turned this into your lifestyle.
Yeah. Well, I have, because I'm going to lose all this weight, and then you're gonna want to make out with me when we're in studio together.
I see. I want to make out with you already. I'm a bit of a chubby chaser.
That's not nice. I'm in the grocery store, and I'm walking down one of the aisles, and I run into a woman whose son is in the same grade as Alex, and she might be the nicest person in town. You know those people that they're so nice, you're like, are you really this nice? You can't be this nice. And we start talking, and she, oh, your wife is so great with the lacrosse, and she helped my son so much, and blah, blah, blah. And I said, she's very... very good, very talented. She's amazing. She really cares, right? And I said, how's your husband doing? Oh, he's doing great. I said, that's great. I said, tell him I said hi. She goes, yeah, he loves the Eagles so much. He's so happy now.
Ugh.
And I said, you know what? Don't tell him I say hi, please. She's like, what? I was like, yeah. I was like, tell him I hope his team loses, and I'm not happy with him right now. I despise the Eagles. Despise them.
Am I the only one on this show that gets the feeling that the people in Dave's town just kind of put up with him because Sherry is just so great?
What? Why? This woman has no reason not to like me. I'm nothing but nice to her, her husband, her son. People like me.
And say people don't like you.
That's exactly what he just said. He said, am I the only one that thinks that people tolerate Dave because of his wife?
You have some...
When was the last time you think someone walked up to Sherry in a grocery store or wherever and was like, hey, oh, are you Dave's wife? That Dave, he's really the best. He's such a nice guy.
She says it happens all the time.
Stop, please. They love you on the radio, and they want to ask if you're that crazy.
Maybe.
Right.
And why is that a bad thing? RJ, do you think I'm a nice guy? Nice? Am I a nice guy?
Yeah, I definitely think you're a nice guy. Yes. But I also do think that when people walk into, I don't know, what's your local pizza place of choice? People roll into there, and if they see someone you know, I think your name comes up in conversation. You see Rothenberg lately? You hear what he said? Yeah.
Yeah, you see that zip-up he was wearing yesterday? Wow, was that tight.
There might be an element of fear when those people see you in the street.
I just think you're like...
I don't need this. I mean, what is happening here? What? Boom, boom, boom. I should get into a bunker.
I think in your very wealthy time...
I'm going to wear a war helmet.
I think in your very wealthy town you live in, when people run into each other, your name is probably like the traffic and the weather. It just comes up.
So you think like Steve runs into Joe at the supermarket. Hey, how you been? What's going on? How your kids doing in soccer? Great. Did you hear what Rothenberg did today?
Eventually, they get to you.
No way.
Yeah. I think you're the guy. You're the guy that walks around our neighborhood in a suit. That's who you are for your town.
I walk around in a suit.
No, I know, but you're that guy. Like,
I'm the guy,
that
that's
wears the
disgust
suit
over on the side.
Yeah, like have you seen Crazy Dave lately?
So you believe that everyone out there is just nasty towards me? Everyone?
No, well, not nasty. You're misunderstanding.
No. It's very nasty because the people on my show are nasty towards me.
I could see you at the supermarket making noises like this.
What is that today?
That happened today?
It happened like 20 minutes ago.
You don't even remember.
Yeah, well, see, I told you, I don't have a great short-term memory. I'll be a wild animal, like a boar. Oh. I remember that was not today. I remember that one.
Here's the thing, though. If you don't remember that 20 minutes ago, think of what you do out in public that you have no recollection of.
But I'm not embarrassing my family.
I think all we're trying to say is that, and this is my own personal experience, so I would imagine it's probably the same for Sherry, is that most of the time when people bring up your name, it's not, oh, Dave, he's such a great guy. He helped my son with this or that. Is Dave really this crazy? That's great. Usually the question.
Those are the questions I always get from people.
Right.
So. Great. So what you're saying is people don't look at me and think, boy, I'd like to hang out with him. He's probably a lot of fun. They say to themselves, boy, I like hearing the stories. Keep him in a distance. There's something wrong with that
guy. I feel like both things can be true because yeah, I get a lot of the former, too.
No, you know what you are? I'll tell you exactly what you are to tie it into sports. You are Madison Square Garden for potential free agents. They like to come in, play a game, and then give you back and leave. Like, they like to hang with you. He'd be fun for a day, but I can't. It's just too much.
You think I'm high maintenance?
No, I just don't
think
people...
You think I'm a lot to handle?
No, I don't think people can match your level of crazy for that long. It just becomes too...
But I'm not... It's not like every single day I'm nuts. It's not like I leave the house and I'm running around like a lunatic. There are certain things that push my buttons. You have the same things.
No, I'm a...
You're a Jets fan. You love the Jets. Jets lose, it pains
you.
Jets win, you thrill.
Yeah, that's true, but I've never left my house for 2 days.
Well, maybe you should try.
I woke up with a girlfriend because I needed to change my life because my team lost in the Super Bowl.
Well, you know what? It benefited me. And you know what? I changed my life, and look what I stepped into.
Yeah, you did step into it.
Right?
Right into it.
So I'm dating a girl, break up with her, meet the love of my life. That's not a win?
No, that's your Super Bowl.
Okay.
Sherry is your Super Bowl.
Okay. So then there you go. So maybe I'm not so crazy.
What I'm talking about is the impetus to break up with her, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think that was your end game when you broke up with her.
No.
I didn't want to.
It wasn't like,
oh,
I'm going to meet the love of my life. It was.
It happened to work out that way.
This is what happens when you're born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Things just happen.
Here we go.
They just turn out the right way.
Here we go. Silver spoon in my mouth, please. You get a check every year from the Islanders.
Oh, like that,
thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
$200 million.
Please accept.
Do you understand how disrespectful? Like, you don't even understand how disrespectful what you're saying is.
I speak the truth. Is what I speak. So like, you're nasty. You make fun of me and my wife and my upbringing and everything, and then I take a shot at you, and now I'm disrespectful. You started it. You poked the bear. Poke it. God, poke it. God, you want some of this smoke? Let's go. Nasty. All I want to do is take some Giants calls, and this is the nastiness.
God, you're the one that went into story time.
I'm sitting here ready for phone calls. I'm going to be all business today. All business.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to do the reads.
RJ, please.
I'll take the calls. I'll give some opinions.
RJ, get a trap dart. Something.
You already said probably the meanest thing that'll be said today.
Who?
You.
What did I say?
You don't even know what you said.
You took a terrible shot.
What?
This is what makes him a problem.
At who?
He doesn't understand.
I didn't take a terrible shot.
You discredited his whole career and put a dollar amount on it and basically said he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
I didn't discredit his career at all.
I think you blacked out again.
No, I didn't black out. I know what I just said. Every July, 20. Oh, look at this. I mean, it's like Publisher's Clearinghouse for him every year. look at. I wonder if a guy shows up. Not Ed McMahon, if he's still with us. I don't know if he is or not. Knocks on the door. Rick. He opens the door. Here's your check. Here's that big check. $20 million.
Ed McMahon passed away in 2009.
So then he's not with us anymore.
Yeah, just like just
I feel like you knew that
he was giving jerseys away.
I feel like you knew that Ed McMahon
wasn't
around anymore.
He probably
wasn't
with us. But
if
Paul Allen wrote you a handwritten letter and said, "RJ, here's a Geno Smith jersey. Love you to have it. Please put it on." Would everyone destroy you?
Yes, he's with Paul Allen, not Magic Johnson though.
All right, you know what?
Any idea that Magic was going to die?
I'm going to get back to business. It's the final week in 98.7 ESPN Superbox Bonanza, and you can still score great prizes, including thousands of dollars in cash and the grand prize of a trip to Resorts World Bimini in the Bahamas. Get your boxes by listening weekdays in the 7 a.m., 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., 5 p.m. hours through February the 3rd. For full contest details, go to ESPNNewYork.com. Let's get to these calls because I don't want to talk to anybody about anything but sports. Let's go to Cullum in the Bronx. Good morning, Cullum. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick, and good morning to the whole company. And remember, Dave, the company is a lot of people. They all love you. they all would love to hang out with you more than just a day. So
I'll tell you what, Cullum, I need some of that today, because the way I'm treated on this show, I feel like I might be losing it a little bit.
You're fine, Dave. You'll make it through like you always do. But
thank you.
Let's talk about the Giants.
Thank you for this, Cullum. Thank you for the support.
Yeah, here we go. This is just what he needs. You guys are enablers, is what you are.
Oh, well, that's the best part of us. So let's talk about the Giants. We saw the Jordan. We saw the Jordan run-on tweet about the franchise tag situation. And I think that it looks like a great scenario with the Giants. I think that money that was extended in the off season with the overall money allowed for teams, was still accounted for. So the Giants have something around $60 million to spend without cutting or restructuring anybody. But $32 million is not that crazy, and $10 million is pretty much a bargain. I think Daniel Jones gets somewhere around $110 million for a 3-year deal if you add some incentives with that, with what he can do on the field. And with Saquon Barkley's negotiations, I think you dangle that franchise tag in front of him, because running backs have a short life shelf. So it's like, either take a medium length deal that works for the team, or you're just going to get a $10 million franchise tag, and who knows what happens in your career, unfortunately. I think the Giants are in perfect scenario for a lot of different negotiations, and it's going to work out pretty well with both of Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but Cullum, I think that's easy to
35, 37.
Cullum, I think that's easy to say though, with the whole Saquon Barkley stuff, is that you just take a deal that's team friendly. Like this is Saquon's shot. Like Saquon Barkley is not going to get another big deal after this one, most likely.
This will be it.
So, I mean, he's second overall pick, so he's done well financially. But still, like, he's now a free agent, and this is going to just be his one chance to maximize how much money he's going to make in his career right now.
Yeah, listen, I absolutely agree with you. And if there is a team out there like Jacksonville or the Raiders or whoever that's going to be out there willing to pay him $16, $17 million a year, I think the best thing for the franchise is to let him go, honestly. I don't think that's worth it. And you look at around the league every year. There's second round, third round, fourth round running backs that can get as much production.
You're just talking today. I don't think it's going to be like there's going to be a team. First of all, Jacksonville's got Travis Etienne. They're not going to give him $17 million. You're probably right. There's not going to be a team that says, let's have you reset the market for running backs. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if the Giants are stuck at 12 or 12 and a half, and there's another team that wants to pay him 14, 14 and a half a year. It's not so easy to just say, I'll leave the $2 million a year on the table when this is his last. I mean, this is his shot.
Yeah, his last hurrah. There. By the way, this idea that he's going to get 16 or 17, it's just not going to happen.
No, I mean, you're not going to get. Plus, you already have Josh. I mean, if you're going to pay anyone, you pay Josh Jacobs in Vegas.
Well, he's a good player, but I think they're done with him also.
Right. I mean, I just don't. I mean, it's how much you value the position and how much you value the person. What he means to your team.
Look at the offseason we could have in the NFL. Where do you rank Barkley as far as running backs? Top five?
Yeah, I think he's right there.
Where do you rank Josh Jacobs as running back? Top five, right? Definitely.
Yeah, he's right at the top, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is a top, five quarterback in the NFL? In that range?
Yeah, I don't know if this was not a. I mean, this was not
he's
a great
also,
season.
He's also
for him,
hurt,
but,
right? But okay,
yeah,
but top.
Yeah, but he's right there. Yeah, he's one of the
top seven.
One of the greats.
Brady, top seven. Like it's amazing to think of what's going to be available this offseason in the NFL, is my point.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see kind of this kind of quarterback movement usually.
Derek Carr, Garoppolo, right? God knows what happens with Daniel Jones, although I'm pretty confident he stays with the Giants. It's just like
I think the most interesting thing to watch now with this whole Brock Purdy injury, because it says, I mean, they said they're hoping to go in and be able to repair it as opposed to reconstruct it, which means it's 6 months. But they can't go into next. I mean, this is a team that's ready to win now. They can't go and roll the dice with Trey Lance, can they?
Well, you can't roll the dice with Trey Lance. Plus, Trey Lance is—you don't know that he's going to be 100% healthy, right?
Yeah, took a couple surgeries. I mean,
he had multiple surgeries.
Yeah,
and how about all the? And I'll say this as kindly as I can.
No, don't be mean. Be nasty. It's who you are.
morons.
Yes.
Who were like, why didn't they just shoot it up and get him out there and throw the ball? And you know what? Be a team player and figure out how to go out there and zip it around the field. I mean, really?
No, it's exactly what I told you yesterday is why they didn't do that. It's because the fear was that he blew out his UCL, and now if they can get away with just repairing it as opposed to reconstructing it, you're talking about he could be back in 6 months as opposed to missing a year plus a little bit.
What an awful take. If you think the guy wouldn't have done anything to go out there and throw the football, you're out of your mind. Dimitri in Rivervale. Quick, Dimitri, you're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are we?
Good, Dimitri. What's going on, buddy?
Can you hear me?
We hear you. Can you hear us?
I'm doing well. Yes, I can hear you guys. First time caller. I've been listening since about October. You guys bring me to work, and I go home with the K-Show, so I love it.
Nice.
Which one do you like better, would you say?
Perfect segue.
Oh, boy. Go ahead, Dimitri. Here's a question. Go ahead, Rick. Ask your question.
Dimitri, what show do you like better, would you say?
It's hard to choose. I think you guys get some better analysis.
Yes.
You know, Dave, your psychoticness helps me get up in the morning. I think the K Show is more like the Goop Show. You know, I'm just sitting there laughing about their ridiculous takes back and forth. So, I mean, there's positives and negatives to both.
You could say that, and you towed the line very well. Rick, what I heard is I like your show better.
Right.
That's what I heard. But
that's what I heard.
You know, it's our secret together, Dimitri. Go ahead. What do you got?
Fair enough. Yeah, so you guys are talking about which pieces to the puzzle they want to add to the Giants and whatnot. And I'm curious to see what you guys think about wide receiver free agency, because I was looking at it. You know, you got Jacoby Myers, Mecole Hardman, DJ Chark. There's nothing really screaming at me that says the Giants should pick these guys up. And just a quick point on Josh Jacobs and Saquon. Saquon's an east-west guy, and Josh Jacobs is north and south. And I'm so heartbroken if Saquon were to go somewhere else.
Oh, you got
to
get rid of him. He's killing my ears.
Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing.
They're both terrific running backs.
As far as the free agent class of wide receivers is not great.
Well, that's why there's hope that either the Bengals with T. Higgins or the Niners with Ayuk look at him and say, we're not going to sign those guys long term. We might as well trade him and get something of value right now.
Yeah, but you could also say, you know, I mean, if you're Joe Burrow and you're through 3 years and you haven't really hit the big money yet, who knows what happens? I mean, he's eligible for an extension now after the season. But I would want to keep.
Of course.
You saw what happened when they lost Tyler Boyd, how it changed things for them.
Of course, changed the entire offense.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.